IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion, with the presence of two dear experts, we want to talk about the concept of Islam and the rights of the men and women in the religion of Islam. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, let's start with you, brother. First of all, let's differentiate between two important concepts, that is the gender equality and gender equity inside the religion of Islam. Which one is supported by the religion of Islam, equality or equity?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it depends on the definition that you give for equality and equity.
Okay.
The main issue is that we have two different definitions. One is Islamic definition, and the other thing is, which is, been provided by the Western media or the Western people. If we take the general meaning that they say like equality or equity, Islam emphasizes on the justice, equity,
yes,
fairness, and this is the main theme of the Islam. Even the rights of the women and men is based on the justice.
Yes.
And when we talk about the equality, we need to look at the Islam, that Islam is a religion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, and Allah has created us to become perfect. In order to become perfect, He has provided the equal rights for the man and woman.
Okay.
The main aim is to go towards the perfection, to become kamil.
That's right.
We refer to the insani kamil, the perfect human being, which are the prophets and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam.
Okay.
In the perspective of becoming perfect, Islam has provided both things, the equal rights and the equity as well. And there is no difference between man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
The way a man can get to the perfection, the woman has also the same grounds, the equal grounds,
okay,
to reach to the perfection.
Yes.
But when we talk about the material world, mm-hmm, the worldview, where, for example, the man is earning, for example, annually $60,000,
mm-hmm,
the lady should earn the same thing. Maybe he's working this way, she should work that way, he's clothing this way, she,
okay,
should clothe that way. Now, this is something which has been created by the human beings and not the God.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with the religion, it has nothing to do with the rights of the man and woman.
Okay.
Because what we are making these rights through our own intellect, through our own thinking, and we have proved, the human beings, mm-hmm, have proved that they have made wrong rules, wrong things.
That's right.
Wrong ideas,
okay,
about the freedom, about the woman, about the man.
But you know, nowadays when we look, for example, at the rights of the women, and especially the women which are after the rights, you know, in the world, in the developed world, the case is that they are after equal things, you know. And we know that according to many definitions, this equality is that the conditions are the same, but the results might be unfair, okay? And this is exactly an opposite to the concept of equity, which is adala. That could be very much near to musawat, okay, something, the sameness. But equity or adala is non-similar conditions which gets to equal results, okay? At the end, is equal. So, and the best example, if you search it, you know, the difference between equity and equality on the net is looking over the fence, okay? Over the fence where there are some given, we can say, some podiums or the benches to the people with different, heights.
Yeah.
And is it at all true and equal to give all the people the same height, or no? To give the smaller child a higher height or higher bench to look over the fence, or just picking up the apples from the tree, you know, these are the good examples which are over there. And I think in the religion of Islam, based on the potentials of the women and the talents and the capabilities of the women's, you know, the concept of adala is very much emphasized, isn't it, Sheikh?
Yes, of course. When it comes to the Islamic teachings and doctrines regarding men and women or their rights and rulings, We have to understand that Islamic rulings and ahkam is based on a kind of anthropological understanding of human being. It means that Islam is the religion which is completely in accordance with the nature of the mankind. فطرت الله التي فطر الناس عليها. So Islam is the religion of fitra. Fitra here means the essence or the nature of human being. Now the question is that naturally and essentially men and women are different or the same. If they are different, so of course they deserve different kind of rights. If not, if they are exactly the same and similar, then of course there must be equality among men and women. So that's why when Islam tells us and teaches us that you men deserve these, for example, certain rights, and you women, your rights are different from men, it is because of this that the nature of men and women are different.
That's right.
It is based on that anthropological differences among men and women.
That's right.
And this is exactly justice.
Yes.
Fairness of God.
Yes.
We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, which is the second main principle of Islam. So that's why we have day of judgment. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were not just if there was no day of judgment. So that is why I think Islamic teachings and doctrines, of course, is based on justice.
Yes.
And that justice is in accordance with the nature of the human being.
That's right.
So that's why we say that Islam is the most perfect religion.
Yes. Okay.
Because it is completely support and develop and improve our natural kind of desires and our natural kind of pleasures.
That's right.
This is what we must understand. That's why when it comes to this kind of feministic movement in the West that they are seeking after equality between men and women, it seems that they are completely wrong. Because they
Don't agree feminism.
Yeah, of course. Because
and we do not have Islamic feminism or something like
we
that.
We have Islamic feminism. Islam support women.
Women, but no feminism.
But not in that feministic way that the Westerners
do. Because when we say feminism, the Western values come to the mind, you know? It's not the Islamic
of
one.
Of course, if feminism means to support, to help, to improve women, and of course, Islam support women.
Okay.
Islam defend and protect women against all the problems and challenges in their lives. But yeah, if we define feminism like those kind of certain and special kind of definitions that feministic movements in the West they give to the feminism, of course, we do not have feminism.
Okay.
But Islam is supporting both men and women in its teachings and doctrines. And of course, these teachings and doctrines must be in accord with the nature of the human beings. Otherwise, it will not help. It will not do anything for the human beings.
For sure it's not, because the new movements and the new generations of the feminists all across the world are very much anti the nature of the human beings. They go to homosexuality and lesbianism or LGBT or something like that. They support the rights of the women, you know, marrying the other women and the two mother family base foundations in the religions, which is considered a deviation, you know, of course, according to Islam. So according to what you say, the rights of the women must be observed, but feminism in the Western world is not. Okay, Sayyid, what's your point on that?
Well, what we know is that the feminism which was started in early time was different from what we see in today's world. The meaning of feminism has been even changed in the Western society. Mm-hmm. First, they were raising their voice for the wages. Yes. They were not given equal rights. The retirement time, for example, for the man and woman were different. And all those things. Later, it has become something which is known as the freedom for the woman in all aspects. Even if they don't want to clothe anything, they want to become naked, they should be free in certain countries. I don't know, the feminism is been taken as something which is meant to be the means of lust for the people. It has been changed to such a thing, which is not the actual feminism even in the Western, we can say like, you know, the ideology, the main feminism which was. And this is because when something has come against the religion, that is where the ideology or something that you want to gain, and you start fighting against the religion and not taking your rights from the worldly made rules. The main idea, the main problem is that whatever we see in the world, in this material world, is that the rules are made by the human beings. They are applied, for example, in capitalism, in socialism, in Europe, in America, in other parts of the countries. But when these people, they start their movement, it was initially against these things.
Yes.
And then these powers, they changed the face or the root of this protest or the, we can say like the movement towards the religion.
That's right.
And they became against the religion. Religion is providing their rights to them. Mm-hmm. There is nothing wrong with the religion providing the we can say the rights to the women, the equal basis to get to perfection and all those things. But the point is that these people do not understand it. And that's why these problems are occurring, the way you said, like the concept of two mothers.
Yes.
The concept of LGBT, the homosexuality and all those things. These are because they even don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Even the feminist does not know what they want and what they're after. On the other hand, when we look at the Islam, we see that the Islam is given the whole rights to the women. For example, we have a story from Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam that a woman came to Imam and she said that, "I never married, I never had kids, husband or anyone. I just prayed to Allah. Allah gave me these extraordinary powers," for example. The karamat, generally it is said. And then Imam replied to her and said that if this was the case, this was the criteria, then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Hazrat Fatima Sayyidatun Nisa al-Alameen, the master of all the women of the world, where she had kids, she had a husband, she lived in a house, and she became the master of all the ladies of the world.
That's right.
So this rank is given by on the basis of something else, which is something related to the spiritual life of the man, human being. If we look at the physical aspect of this life, then obviously we will always have these issues. No one can give rights to the women when they want what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they will never reach to the rights which they want. Even if they are free to work, even if they are given the same paid, same wages, same age of retirement, I don't know, the same way of clothing, even or after that, they will feel that they have not reached to that perfection because this is not about the physical body. It's something beyond that.
Just look at the cartoons on the feminist, magazines. There is a man, we can say, in the kitchen washing the dishes with a baby on the shoulders, and the woman is working out. And the feminists say, okay, this is what we are looking for after. This is, again, by the name of criticizing men's supremacy, you are establishing a kind of women's supremacy all across the world, I do want to say nothing is in its place. But in the religion of Islam, everything is in its place. The roles are classified, the talents.
After some time, you will have masculinism.
Masculinism, okay? very much sorry to say that. But some of the feminist looks, are looking how to make men pregnant. Is it at all possible, going and acting against the nature?
Yes.
This is really dangerous, And unfortunately, the deviated, some of the deviated feminist values are getting into the Muslim lands too. Okay, put off your hijab, put off your covering. This is your right. Who said so? The Western world and the women in the Western world established feminism. Why? Because the women were changed into sex idols in order to support their rights and not being sex idol. They said, we want have our own rights. What about Me Too movement? Just look at it, okay? What is the main claim of the Me Too movement? They were sexually raped, sexually assaulted, okay? Sexually abused, misused by the money, by the power, by the Hollywood, this and that. And now they established Me Too movement. Let's get back to the first place. If you covered your hijab, your chastity, your haya, nothing like this would happen. All these values have been in the text of the Quran, in the holy religion of Islam, more than 1400 years ago. Believe me, you have to go and check in the history which religion gives the value of the women. Just look at the text of the holy Quran that, for example, the titles Rajul and Imra are repeated each 24 times. Mm-hmm. even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the same share to the thousands of the women and men in the Holy Quran. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen and Sheikh Rouhani, for presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you talking about the concept of equality, whether equity in the religion of Islam. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us to another episode. God bless you. Afiyah amanallah.
شفعة أنا لها أنا